psychedelic invocations, I met a hurry at the station. I give to you a job, a princess of Hindu birth, a woman of flesh, a child of the earth. I give to you the handguns of Babylon, Miles Davis, the black unicorn. I give to you the palaces of Montezuma, the gardens of Akbar's tomb. I give to you the spider goddess and needle boy, the slave dwarves that they employ. A custard colored super dream of Ollie McGraw and Steve McQueen. I give to you. Come on, baby, let's get out of the cold. Give me your precious love for me to hold. The epic of Gilgamesh, a pretty little black A-line dress. I give to you the spinal cord of JFK wrapped in Marilyn Monroe's negligee. I give to you. I want nothing in return, just the softest little breathless word. Sand that can barely walk, can't even stand. I ask for you. Come on, baby, let's get out of the cold. Give me your precious love for me to hold. Come on, baby, come.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 149. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Grinderman. That song's called Palaces of Montezuma. That is on the band's second album, titled Grinderman 2, released on Mute Records September 14th of this year. Grinderman, of course, is a side project for Nick Cave, with a pared-down version of the Bad Seeds supporting him. Most of the album is a raucous, sleazy, rocking affair, but that track isn't. That track reminds me more of the Bad Seeds, and that's why I like it better. I'm just not a noisy, rockin' kind of guy. But if you are, then all signs point to Grinderman 2 being even better than Grinderman 1. If not, well, you know, take it or leave it, I suppose. Well, I've got lots of good music for you this week. I don't suppose I should keep you in suspense any longer. Let's continue on a track here. This is some New Bell and Sebastian.
I know a spell that would make you well. Makes sense. I know a trick. Forget that you are sick. Write about love. It could be in any form. Hide it to me in the morning.
I hate my job. I'm working way too much.
He seconds move on.
If you watch the clock
and the sky grows dull,
if you're looking up,
but the girl steps from thrill to thrill on the tightrope walk.
On the tightrope walk.
In love with that band. That is Allo Darlin with the song Henry Rollins Don't Dance from the 7-inch single that was released 2009 on We Pop Records. Saw them a few weeks ago and really enjoyed that set. Before that, Belle and Sebastian with the song Right About Love. And that is the title track from their album, which was released back in October on Matador Records. There was a time when I couldn't imagine not having the new Bell and Sebastian the moment it came out, but they've bitten me in the past, and so I was slow to head into this one, but there are a couple of really good tracks there, and I like that one a lot. That features Carey Mulligan, the actress, filling in there with Stewart, and I'm happy about that. So a good album. Obviously, it's never going to be Tiger Milk or Boy with an Arab Strap or If You're Feeling Sinister, but a solid album all the same. Looks like the first three bands we played were all based out of the UK, so let's come over to this shore at least. Here is Azure Ray.
To see. insecure, for it has all been made to plan. Though I know I will fail, I cannot be made to laugh. For in life, as in death, I'd rather be burned.
Sufjan Stevens with the song Vesuvius, that is on his new album, The Age of Ads. That is an album that just came out October 12th on Asthmatic Kitty. I believe that's his own label. That is a expansive album with lots of sounds and lots of collages and a little bit of pop structure. Certainly more focused than any of the other releases he's had in the last, oh, I don't know, 5 years, 7 years, how long it's been since Illinois came out. But still not an album that I think speaks to me in the way that his earlier work did. So somewhat disappointing there, though I'm sure lots of people find fantastic things in there as it pushes things. It doesn't rehash old material. Good for artists growing, right? Kind of disappointing for fans who want the same thing over and over again. But I guess, you know, we've got AC/DC for that, right? Before that, a track from Blonde Redhead, the song Everything Is Wrong from the band's album Penny Sparkle. It came out September 14th on 480 Records. And we started the set off there with Azure Ray with the song Don't Leave My Mind from the album Drawing Down the Moon. And that came out also on September 4th on Saddle Creek Records, a band originally based out of Omaha, but have since kind of went on hiatus, then back up in LA there. Well, I see I'm about out of time, so I got a lot of business to get out of the way. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 149. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. And I need to let you know how the podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it. It's pretty simple. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. Hopefully I make good choices and I play good music for you. Otherwise you wouldn't come back week after week, right? Well, there are always apologies. And to stay true to myself and stay true to the rules, when I get new music, I play it. Well, sometimes it's new music for a purpose that I got for, I don't know, some reason. But let me just say that right now, I apologize, but I picked up a John Denver album. And so you get to listen to it too, but I slipped it back here at the back. So if you're not in a John Denver kind of mood, then you can go ahead and just turn this off. Though I will say it is just about Christmas time and you really are going to want to dust off your John Denver Christmas with the Muppets album. Because I know that's your favorite, right behind the Buck Owens Christmas albums. All right, well, let's end off here. I'm going to play Rocky Mountain High from John Denver. And actually, I have this on a song's best friend, the very best of John Denver, originally released in 1973. Take yourself back to those times. I remember them of sorts. I'll say maybe next week, we'll end off with your favorite song, or maybe this one is your favorite song. Maybe you're a country boy too. Thank you very much for listening.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. Left yesterday behind him, you might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. Keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. If the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain High. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
He climbed cathedral mountains, he saw silver clouds below. He saw everything as far as you can see. At And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Now his life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows some fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down, they bring in a couple more. More people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. No, he'd be a poor man if he never saw an eagle fly. Rocky Mountain High.